Welcome to the World Spire. While freeing the Dawn Tree from its infectious tendrils of rot, the party was attacked by a huge creature called the Beast. Tsutsutsu told them that it was a holy creature, and that to fight it would be blasphemy. But as it attacked the Dawn Tree, they had no choice but to fight it off. It finally retreated, only to turn its attention on a nearby village instead. With the help of the druids of Crescent Valley, the team pursued the beast and finished it off, but some part of the beast still remains. Chapter 8, The Hunter's Mark.
I saw that thousand-yard stare on Nancy's face.
Yeah, the kids are crying and screaming. Oh, you can hear it. I can see the little bit of wave.
Why?
All right, well, okay. Everyone listening at home, consider this your disclaimer that we are self-isolating and there may very well be some contamination of noise.
But not of COVID-19.
That's right.
You will hear my cute little nephews.
Yeah.
Just think of it as more spooky.
Exactly.
Hearing children in the background.
Can you write it into the story?
Perhaps.
It could be the children we did not save.
Oh, God, no.
Somewhere.
I think you have yet to not save anybody.
Yeah, I think everyone's fine.
Oh, unless you subtract the people you burned.
Oh, but they weren't worth saving.
Yeah, they were cheering on. No.
I mean, that's just the system, man. Like,
it's their fault for living in a society.
Tinsy was the one who burned them.
For a brief moment, all is calm. Only a minute ago, the chaos of battle had echoed out over the gnomish village. Now, only the roar of the flames which had surrounded the beast penetrates the silence, as the village and the forested cavern chamber beyond it seem to take in a deep breath. The calm only lasts a short time, as the last of the blackened mass of the beast's body dissolves into the ground, revealing the druids and their steeds who had been trapped inside the monster's chest cavity. They lie dazed and confused on the cavern floor, while the last bits of rot drip off of them. Sorry, I wanted to finish that sentence before I laughed. It was so hard to keep a straight face through the last
bit. I was really trying. I nearly choked.
I looked away, and I was like, I got it.
The calm only lasts a short while as the last of the blackened mass of the beast's body dissolves into the ground, revealing the druids and their steeds who had been trapped inside the monster's chest cavity. They lie dazed and confused on the cavern floor, while the last bits of rot drip off of them. The remaining druids rush forward to check on their companions, and soon Alva is barking orders to the group, delegating tasks. The healers remain with the rescued druids to check for injury and infection, while the wolves lead a group in extinguishing the fire. Teacher Bumby and the other rock gnomes of the druid circle gather and begin organizing an effort to communicate with the villagers and provide aid to them if necessary. Tintsy, while all of this happens around you, you find yourself in a deep focus. During the battle, you cast your magical hunter's mark upon the beast, and your senses now feel heightened as your eyes dart back and forth across the area where the beast had disappeared. Please roll perception with advantage.
With advantage? Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's from the Hunter's Mark.
Advantage.
You got this.
Okay, so 18.
Oh,
okay. You know what? That's a success. So
and 16.
Okay, well, those are both successes.
Maybe it's because I'm not in a car that my roll was actually nice.
Though the druids around you celebrate their victory, you see something that has escaped everyone else's notice. Starting from where the beast's body had seeped into the spire and moving quickly along the side of the river which flows into the lake, you see the light of the sun trees subtly flicker like the guttering of a candle. As you look along the path where this flickering occurred, you notice that the trees, moss, and lichen around it wilt ever so slightly. The beast's body has indeed been slain, but some part of the monster has escaped. You may be able to track it, but only if you can maintain concentration on your hunter's mark. But before we get to that, Feral, please make a wisdom saving throw.
I love that we're already rolling.
I know, things. Right?
But I mean, we did leave off at middle of action.
You guys seem to have, like, not had much of a reaction to the fact that Feral is now making a saving throw.
Oh, wait. Wait!
Thanks, guys. Oh, it's a two.
Oh, that's
Feral,
good.
No!
Feral!
Wait, cool. Does my buff still count from the last time?
Let's see. They're,
wait, no, bless it. I
can't remember whether
or not. No, bless is done.
Hold on. Yeah, the bless was done. Was there another bonus?
Yes, I did aid. What was aid again? No, it was just the toughness. Damn it. Okay, sorry. I tried.
All right.
Well, I don't blame you.
Well, Feral, you feel a familiar, uncomfortable sensation run through your body. Something that you haven't felt for several years. Your heart begins pounding and you desperately think back to the techniques that the druids had taught you to deal with this when it happens. Though it comes as something of a struggle, you take a moment to run over everything that has happened to you over the last day or so in your mind. Let's see, you found the Sister Circle, only it wasn't the Sister Circle anymore, and you managed to get away, and you met Tsutsutsu, so that's nice.
Yeah.
And then you found the Deep Woods, and Tsutsutsu told you about his plan to find the two living totems, and rescue the druids in the re-education camp, and you found the Dawn Tree and healed it from the rot, and was that it? You look around, and you find yourself in the village that you had seen from the lookout. Oh, that's right, you must have all traveled to the village after healing the Dawn Tree. And that's definitely everything important that has happened recently. Wait. There are for sure no important details that you are forgetting whatsoever.
Wait.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Zelis, you look around at your companions. While the druids around you busily get to work, both Tinsy and Feral seem to be deep in concentration. You're not sure what that's all about. Just then...
That's definitely what Zelis would think. She's like, huh, I don't know what's happening.
So Zelis.
Tsutsutsu's head peeks out over Feral's shoulder, out from her cloak where he had been hiding. Tinsy and Feral both snap back to attention as he says,
Is it over?
Yeah, I mean... No, wait, what's the step after
probably
the Dawn
not.
Tree?
It's definitely not over. What?
No,
what, Feral?
No. What?
What are you talking about?
Are you okay?
Are you okay? What are you talking about? I'm gonna sit down.
Really just don't look nice. Like, you don't look healthy.
Wow,
like, you don't look
rude.
Good right now.
Okay, I mean, I just healed a Dawn Tree for you.
Okay, we don't have time for this.
I'm sitting.
as your butt hits, are you sitting on like a rock or a stool?
I don't know. I'm sitting where I am. So
you're just gonna sit on the ground.
Yeah, I'm just gonna sit on the ground.
Okay, you like plop down to the ground and like two, just like. Oof.
Sorry, little buddy. I just need a second.
Well, what do you mean? Is she okay? I mean, she was so cool back there.
Feral, we don't have time for this. The beast is going to get away.
Sure. What?
What?
You know.
Let's go. Get up.
Okay. Sure?
Wait.
No. I feel you can go. I'm gonna take a nap.
Wait. What do you mean? The fall of the beast? Didn't you kill it?
No, it's still alive. We have to get it. Just come.
Wait. You want to go after that thing?
We can't leave it on its own. It's gonna come back.
I grab Feral and bring her to her feet, like, standing. I wanted to do that. Do I need to roll something, or...?
No, as long as she doesn't resist, I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think I do resist.
Okay.
No one can resist Zelis.
Are you just like sort of like flopping like a ragdoll a little bit? Or?
A little bit.
Come on, let's go. We need to follow the beast.
Okay, yeah.
And then, Feral, you feel Tutu's little feet kicking like on in the harness behind you. He's just like, wait, you're going after the beast?
We need.
Are you crazy? We barely survive.
We have to. It's gonna come back. If we don't do it now, when are we ever going to get the chance? He's weakened now.
But what about the Dawn Tree? Like, look out to the trees. You see how the mist is all gone?
And you look out towards the trees as he where he's pointing. He's like trying to awkwardly look over Feral's shoulder and point a claw in that direction. And you remember that when you first came out into the deep woods, there was a thick mist over the entire forest. And when that gust of wind had come in, it blew that mist away. Tutu continues. He says,
"The mist was hiding this part of the cavern, and it was hiding the Dawn Tree. Right now, it's not just the beast out there looking for the Dawn Tree. The foothold has people out in the forest all the time. The Dawn Tree is vulnerable right now."
Then I'll go after the beast, and you guys can stay with the Dawn Tree.
You shouldn't go alone.
Oh.
I can't just leave it.
No. I'll go with you.
Oh, dear.
And overhear your conversation. Who do I have approach you? See, Feeler Adelaine approaches you, and he puts a hand on Feral's shoulder and looks at her for a moment. But whatever exchange they're sort of having in their glances, you're not able to really read at this point. But he doesn't really address that, and he turns to the group at large and says, "If your group wants to go after the beast right now, we will handle things here. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe Sylvia can speak to the Dawn Tree and we can figure out how to restore the mist."
I look over at Zelis. "You sure you want to come with me?"
"You need someone with you. I'm not going to let you go in this alone. You'll have me and Onyx."
Tinsy, like, sheds a small little tear. She's a little too happy. She looks over at Feral. "Feral?"
"Yeah? What?"
"I think maybe Feral should stay here."
"Yeah, there's something wrong with her."
Hang on!
Tutu, like, pulls the lever on the harness and lowers himself to the ground and quickly unbuckles it and, like, stands defiantly in front of your group. He says, he's like,
"The two of you can't go alone. What if its raw armor comes back? You guys won't be able to get through it."
"Well, we'll hope that it doesn't.
I guess Feral's coming."
"Yeah."
"Feral, you trust us, right?"
Feral kind of looks at you, but she's not there.
You can tell Zelis is getting annoyed because she doesn't understand what's wrong. And she's like very just like, "Why aren't you just responding like a normal person?" You can perceive that. I feel like it's obvious.
Yeah, Tsutsutsu sort of nervously plays with his claws and looks around. He says,
"Well, if the three of you are going to go into the woods, I guess I'll come with you. Because, I mean, I know more about the beast, so I can help you. But as long as we're coming back here as soon as possible."
Zelis kneels down kind of at his level as much as she can. And she's like, "Are you sure? You don't need to."
"Cute.
I think you'll need me. Oh.
Well, you're really brave."
"Oh.
Well, we will need you."
"Don't worry. I got you. I'll protect you."
"We all will.
I'll do my best to support you guys."
"You already are."
He keeps playing with his claws, but he slowly waddles back over to the harness and buckles himself back in and just, like, slowly presses the lever and just, like, back up onto Feral's back. But he's just got this distant stare in his eyes.
I love it. Chief Healer, do you think before we go, you can give a really quick look at Feral? I don't know what's happened, but something's really off.
And he has a bit of a uncomfortable expression on his face. "Well, I wouldn't worry too much about her for now. This used to happen a lot when she first came to our circle. In fact, it was the reason why her mother brought her to us, but for now, she'll be all right. She's not going to have
some sort of sickness or anything. She's okay.
From where I am, can I see if any of the druids are hurt, or like if something's terribly wrong?
Yeah, so Feral, like while this is all happening, you're sort of taking in the scene and you're able to see that, what was it I said? I think about a dozen druids and their steeds were dragged in the previous episode. So you see like about a dozen of your peers being tended to by the healers, and it appears to be injuries as opposed to the rot sickness as you've been.
I walk over.
Okay, so Feral.
Feral, where are you going?
And as you approach the group, you can see that it's not just the druids who are hurt, like their steeds, like one of the deer has a broken leg. But the healers are getting to work very quickly and patching up these wounds, and they're very skilled at their craft. They're much more accustomed to healing injuries than the rot, so they're very quickly getting, like within minutes, these druids and their steeds are back to their old selves.
But they're still fairly injured, though.
Yeah, and perhaps you're not sure why.
Wait, someone, why'd they get hurt? What happened to them? What did I do? What happened to them? And I kind of just keep on saying that over and over again.
Yeah, and Adelaide rushes back over to your side, and he puts a hand on your shoulder and squeezes it and says, right now, Feral, I need you to remember what you were taught. You remember when you first came to the Druid Circle?
Oh, wait, are they gonna be okay? Is that the, like, I mean...
They'll be fine, Feral.
What if they got hurt? Did they get hurt? What if I couldn't stop them from getting hurt?
It'll be alright. But we need something from you right now, alright? We have a very important job for you to do. Can you do that for me? Can you listen? And I'll explain everything, and then your friends will explain the rest as we go, alright?
Are they gonna be okay?
Yes, you know our healers. They're more than capable of handling this task. And don't worry, your friends can explain to you everything that's happened. You just had one of those experiences that we've been working through. It's the first one you've had in a while, but you'll be alright.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay.
Alright, now, there was a creature that came to the forest. So far, before this point, all the rot we've seen has been stationary, but this seems to be rot that has... Maybe my best guess would be that it's rot that has formed itself into a moving, maybe undead creature.
It was hunting druids!
That's right.
It was hunting druids! You have to leave! You have to take everyone and leave!
Feral, we have a plan. Your group, the three of you and your new friend here and Onyx, of course, you will be responsible. We almost finished it off. Okay? We are very close. But we need the three of you to finish the job. And Sylvia and the rest of us here, we'll handle hiding this area. We're going to cloak this part of the forest, okay?
But what if you use your magic and it senses it? It would just be like putting a target on your back. So we have to get you out of here.
And Sylvia approaches at this point and she says, actually, I believe that the beast was attracted to the rot being removed from the Dawn Tree. I think that is how it found our location right now. But the rot is gone from the Dawn Tree right now. So we have an opportunity to completely hide this area from the beast in a way it won't be able to find.
Susatu's still there, right?
Yeah, he's watching. His eyes are kind of watery, and like the the little telescopic goggles are misting up a little bit. And he waddles up to Feral and... he's in the harness, but he just sort of like reaches his like little arms back and like gives you like a hug around your head.
I start petting him. kind of Yustutsutsu, why?
Tinsy takes this as a sign to run forward and hug Feral around her legs.
Oh, hey. I'm not gonna pet you.
I mean, you could if you want to, but whatever's comfortable for you. And, like, Tinsy kind of goes on her tippy toes a little bit, hoping that she will.
Sutsu, we got rid of the rot. Why?
To free the Dawn Tree, remember?
And then we were gonna do... What were we gonna do?
I think we'll explain along the way.
And she just kind of goes quiet.
Okay.
We really gotta go, Feral. We can't spend any more time. It's going to get away. We promise we'll explain everything, but for now, we have to go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm going. I'm gonna go.
Okay. The group of you say your farewells to the Druid Circle, and you sort of notice with... like a little bit of sadness that the gnomes of the village seem to be throwing together a party to celebrate.
Tinsy's so sad.
Zila sees that and she's like, what are they doing? Like, she doesn't know what that means. Like, why are there so many people gathering and music and all of this? She doesn't know.
Tinsy hesitates just a little bit.
All right. Well, so as the three of you start your journey into the woods, I'm going to have us do some rules for tracking and all of that sort of thing. So, cool. So, Tinsy, you... Yes?
Do we get any rests during this time?
Yeah.
You get to choose when you rest, because here in the deep woods, it's bright all the time. You don't know, like, there's no night. Basically, I'll tell you when you start feeling tired. Who knows what time of day it is.
But right now, we have no rest in between the fight and going to do this.
I mean, you could, but your hunter's mark only lasts 1 hour.
Damn it. Okay. All right. Rolls.
All right. So I guess Tinsy is obviously going to be tracking since she's got the hunter's mark. Zealous, you may choose to help her if you wish. Tsutsutsu is going to take the burden of getting Feral all caught up on what has happened. Then, like, filling in the gaps in her memory. You still don't necessarily remember it yourself, but you still understand what happened. Okay. And, Feral, I probably won't have you roll just since you're busy listening while you follow the group at this point.
I mean, I would say that I'd probably be honestly really hypervigilant at this point.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. So, in that case, I'll get all three of you to roll a survival check to track the beast, and Tinsy has advantage on this roll.
Yeah.
So I have 11.
Oh. 16.
15.
That was my second roll.
And then I'm adding my 7 to it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that gives me 22.
Okay, so we got a 22 from Feral. What was yours, Tinsy?
16 plus 1, so 17.
Okay, and for Zealous?
Mine was 7 plus 4, so 11.
Okay. Did you roll with advantage, Tinsy?
I did, yeah. The first roll was 10.
Okay. All right. So as Tsutsutsu explains everything that's been happening to Feral, you're sort of half listening but half watching what Tinsy's doing. And you notice as Tinsy sort of with a very keen focus goes from one plant to the next, and she seems to be checking over the leaves and hold up one and look at the other, and then notice that one is a bit more wilted than the other, and she seems to be informing the direction she goes. And as you keep going, you start getting the sense for the rot deep below the ground below you, as if the beast, having escaped through the ground, is leaving a bit of a trail that you're able to sense as well. Zealous, meanwhile, I don't know, choose how do you get distracted?
Hear or see an insect, and I'm gonna go try and eat it. I think right. That's how I would get distracted.
Okay, let's take a roll here. As you're going,
do the mosquitoes get rolls?
Not necessarily mosquitoes.
Oh no,
yes, uh-ohs.
Okay,
it's a griffin.
Okay, so all three of you were focused on tracking, so none of you were watching out for anything else.
Oh, good.
As you're going, you know, Tintsy is busy leading the way, checking all the foliage, and making left and right turns as you go, sometimes diving through bushes. You can tell, Tintsy, that the beast was clearly, like, sort of meandering the way a wounded animal might, so it will very suddenly...
So you messed him up.
Yeah. It'll suddenly make sharp turns that don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense, but you're able to keep going after it. And Feral, you've quickly picked up this as well. So the two of you working together, as soon as you see Tintsy beginning to go off the trail a little bit, because there are some points where it seems like smaller bits of rock went off in different directions, but Feral, on the very rare occasion that Tintsy does start going off in another direction, you're able to sense that the greater flow, and the two of you working together manage to stay on course very well, while Zealous enjoys the local exotic insects.
You just hear, like, Zealous, like,
yeah.
Like, crunches in the back.
Do you, like, touch them with your tongue, like a frog or a lizard?
I feel like she'd be scenting in the air. I feel like she'd be scenting, and then, like, she would lock eyes with it and kind of stop for a second and then just pounce. But, like, mouth first.
Well,
I feel like Zealous would not be very elegant in the way she does things when she does pounce.
She has, like, a leg, too, like, sticking out of her mouth from one of the insects or something. Maybe a wing.
Well, Zealous, these bugs are absolute delicacies to you. Like, you wouldn't have the word to describe it because you've never had food of this flavor profile, but they are very umami.
Mm. Umami is a good flavor.
Can I maybe take some and put them in my, like, bag?
Yeah, absolutely. Just grab one out of the air, knock its head on a branch, and stick it in your pocket.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes.
Snacks for later. However, you're all
very disgusting and disturbing, and I'm trying to tune it out. Would not
be happy.
No.
But as you go, and right around the time that Feral, you're getting sort of the last details of what has happened from 222. You all sort of realize that you've left your guard down a little bit as you hear rustling in the bushes on four corners surrounding you.
Oh, no. Oh.
That's not good.
Can I do perception to see if I can, like...
Yeah, go ahead.
What is my perception?
Wah, wah.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wow!
Five, but a plus seven, so 12.
12? Okay. Does Feral, you peer through the bright light of the leaves and the trees around you, and in a glowing bush, maybe 20 or so feet away from you, you see some shifting, and you think there might be some sort of Darkford canine in the bush watching you.
Oh, no.
Okay, and then from behind you, suddenly another one of this canine's peers bursts out from the trees, but immediately gets its ankle wrapped up in a vine because it rolled really poorly. this scary-looking dog just immediately face plants at the edge of the clearing that you're in right now. But you whip around to look at it, and despite its ridiculous, like, pratfall that it just took, okay, it is a very scary-looking animal. It's this two-headed dog with shaggy fur and very long, sharp teeth, bloodthirsty eyes.
I point at it and go, "Aah!"
I'm assuming you notice at this point?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. So all three of you,
comes running over.
Like, all of you have been alerted to this two-headed dog now in the clearing with you, and from three other sides its peers come and join you. So everyone, please roll for initiative.
Man, already? Shoot. We're busy hunting.
I crit failed, so I have a 1 plus 1.
Oh, no.
So I have a 2.
No. Hold on, what's my only plus 1? Okay, well, I got 13.
I got an 18 plus 3, so 21.
Okay, so sorry, could you all repeat your initiatives?
I have a 2.
Okay.
Sorry.
You got some bugs stuck in your teeth and you were just...
You were so distracted.
Yeah, not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a 12 plus 1, so 13.
Okay. And Pharaoh?
21.
Oh, wow.
Plus 3.
Nice. Dang, so 13 Pharaoh. Was Tinsy. And then they get 11 plus 2. So 13. Do you want to do a tiebreaker roll, Tinsy?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, is that the first time we've had a tiebreaker
roll? I don't know.
I think so.
I think we did a couple times early on. Okay, they got a 9.
Did you crit?
I got a 1.
Okay, so well, this isn't something you can crit fail on, so you're okay.
Man, my rolls were doing so well, and now it's back to, like, day one Tinsy.
After today, when you're done, you just need to take your dice, you need to put them in, like, a really nice place, you need to pamper them, you need to tell them how pretty they are, and then before you go to bed, you need to tell them a nice story.
Or bury them.
Where I'm going to put them to bed is I'm going to cover them in amethyst. I'm going to put them on my windowsill so the moon can touch it and help.
The moon can touch it all over.
And help get rid of all the bad mojo. Did you guys hear the door slam? It scared me. I almost screamed.
That would have been great if you did.
Oh, right in the mic. Just put the entire mic in your mouth and scream. That would be peak. Yes.
What the fuck?
That was Nancy putting the microphone in her mouth. And I don't know if that was a scream, but...
All right. Shall we begin?
I'm ready. I don't know what's happening. I'm ready.
All right. So, Feral, you look quickly around, and you and your companions all stand back to back with these two-headed dogs surrounding you. Prepare to make your first move. Oh, I forgot to grab the hourglasses,
you so don't
I have
need
an
it.
Extra
you
few
don't
seconds.
No!
You don't
no,
need
no.
it.
I was, like, literally totally thinking about it. I was like, oh, man, I don't... He hasn't mentioned it yet. Maybe we're safe, guys.
Sadly, we are not.
We're not safe.
We're never
we're
safe.
From our, our slowly turning mean DM.
He's getting bitter and bitter. He's like an anti-Grinch. His heart's shrinking.
Yeah, right?
Feral, go.
Okay, so I'm going to use Thorn Whip.
Okay.
So I'm going to use a Thorn Whip. Good. I'm going to smack it.
Whip it.
Okay, so I assume you'll just attack the one closest to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
And so that is going to take 1d6 piercing damage if I win.
Okay, so the one closest to you is... oh, wait, no, sorry. I guess that's the one farthest from you that's prone because it is...
oh, no!
Because you...
it's a 3.
Okay, was Thorn Whip just like a melee attack? Is that how it works?
Oh, no, sorry, it was a cantrip.
Oh, it is a cantrip, you're right, so you don't have to use a spell slot or anything.
Nope.
Cool. So, yes, so you rolled a 6?
A 3.
A 3, oh, okay.
A 3.
Yeah, that's not going to be a hit.
Okay.
You lunge forward and wave your hand, and a gigantic thorn whip, like a vine covered in thorns, lunges forth from your hand and whips the ground, but the dog reacts just in time and leaps out of the way.
No!
Alright, next up, we have...
Not me.
The death dogs.
Not Kinsey or Zealous.
Yeah, no.
So the three of them that are still up on their feet are going to begin circling your group. The first one is going to lunge out and attack... Tinsy!
Oh, come on!
Alright, so what's your armor class, Tinsy?
My armor class?
Crit.
I said that wrong. My armor class is 19.
19? And they roll... A 7! So...
Yay!
Oh, thank God.
Tinsy buff.
So this first...
Tinsy buff.
This dog that seems to... have been a little bolder than the rest of the dogs in the group, sees Tinsy and apparently thinks that she's going to be the easiest one to take down because she's so little. And it lunges forward.
And cute.
It lunges forward and both its heads go to bite you at once, but you feel the magic of Tutu's gears inside your armor, and the armor pulses, sending the dog flying back a few feet. It does land upright and it snarls in like sort of like harmony at you.
Love it.
Whoa, wicked armor.
All right, and then the second dog is going to attack Zealous.
Oh, frig.
So it got an 11, which I believe is not
a 12 armor class.
Perfect. All right, So the dog lunges forward, and you manage to catch both of its biting mouths with your winged arc and fling it over your shoulder. It lands next to the prone wolf or dog or whatever the heck this thing is.
Yes.
And finally, the third upright death dog.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're called death dogs.
That's a name that like some like really edgelord teenager would name their dog. Yeah. Oh, this golden retriever. His name is Death Dog.
We had roommates that named their dog Reaper because they heard that I used to be terrified of that. Yeah. So.
Mean neighbors.
Yeah, they weren't great.
Seeing Zealous distracted by the death dog, the third dog is going to attempt to attack her group as well.
Oof. Oofa loofa.
Okay, that one got an 18, so that is going to hit. So that is going to do 1d6 plus 2.
Oh, shit.
So it does 3 damage to you, Zealous.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, you guys are going to hear in the background singing Baby Shark. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It'll be the battle theme.
For death, dogs do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do. Oh my god.
5 death dogs.
Yes.
And the final death dog, the one that's prone, is going to try and break free from this vine that it has got itself tangled up in. 17. Yeah, it pulls itself up to its feet and snaps the vine, and it hunches its back and growls with that same sort of harmony growl that the other death dog had. As of the next round, this dog shall enter the fray.
Oh, man.
Dun, dun, dun.
So next up, we have Tintsy.
It's me. What dog is closest to me? Is it the one that attacked me?
They're all circling you, so I would probably suggest, like, waiting for one to pass in front of you and take advantage of that.
But Tintsy is in a rush.
Yeah. Well, the way they're circling you right now, you can tell it's a pack tactic to confuse you. It's hard to tell which dog is which.
Okay, I'm going to take out a javelin and throw it at one of them.
Good. You almost ran out of time, so you're good.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. I can't think too long.
So that's a plus 5 to hit.
That's plus 5 to my roll if it hits, right? Because I've learned that I did not know this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The attack rolls, you get modifiers based on like your strength and the weapon and so on.
So I'm going to roll. Claw is screaming in my mouth. Fuck.
Oh, no.
So that's 9 plus 5, so 14.
Their armor class is 12.
Yeah!
Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, so 1d plus 4.
Yeah.
Whatcha? So that is 4 plus 4. So 8.
Yay!
8, excellent. All right. Oh.
See, I'm learning, guys. Good I could have hit so many more things before.
You just realized that you were attacking with the wrong edge.
Yeah. attacking with the hilt of the sword and like the blunt of the bottom of the...
Why isn't it stabbing?
Why is my hand cutting?
Why doesn't it go stabby stabby but just pat pat?
Oh, I want to pat pat everything.
All right, well, Tintsy, you watch these dogs running around your group with frustration. You don't have time for this shit.
Don't got time for this.
You lift up a javelin and you watch them very carefully, and with perfect timing, you let it loose into the air,
it
stabs one in the side. And it doesn't stick. The dog flinches and jumps away, but it has a nasty gash across its side now.
So
you can identify this dog now.
Death dog.
Excellent.
Next up. Zealous and Onyx.
So I want to take out my short swords, walk up to whichever one's closest to me, and stab.
Okay, so you're going to do your multi-attack?
Yes.
With your two weapons?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, do your two rolls.
And I also want Onyx to like go like with me to that dog to like help.
Okay, cool. All right, give me your two attack rolls. I'll roll for Onyx.
2 plus 4, so 6.
I believe in you.
A 20
yeah. Yeah.
Four,
nice.
So
24. That one's a crit. I think crits count even if it's on the second attack. So roll me damage 3 times.
3 times?
Oh, wait, no, sorry, you missed on the first attack. So roll twice since you got a critical hit on the second one.
Okay. 5, so 6. Six. And then 3, 4, so 10
in
total.
Wait, hang on. Did we just totally, like... I just, anyway, blanked over the fact that, like, for once, Tessa didn't, like, outright, like, critically hit
her. Oh, you're right! Really.
It's like, wait, wow, two critical hits in a row! Weird!
Did you get new dice? But,
I was hoping nobody noticed.
You thought we were gonna gloss over the fact that this is weird.
So, what was the total damage? And I assume
so that
Onyx
would be 10.
Okay, 10. And Onyx is attacking the same one?
Yes.
So 10, and then Onyx hit. So Onyx is going to do 1d6 plus 2. Oh, and then what was your proficiency bonus? Was it plus 3?
Plus 3, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So Onyx also gets a plus 3 to her attacks. So she does 7 damage. So the both of you will do 17
dang,
damage to this
dang,
one dog.
Wow, this poor dog.
Nah, fuck that dog.
Even our DM wants it.
Damn.
Behaving similarly to Tidsy, just sort of waiting for your chance to pounce, you lunge forward, drawing your two weapons, and lay two slashes down. The first one misses and hits the ground, but just as the dog dodges out of the way of that blow, it lands in the perfect place for you to smash down right between its two heads, and it's got a great big sword slash down the... What would you even call that? Neck pit?
Neck crevice?
No, I like the neck pit.
Yeah, neck pit is good. Do they put deodorant on if they needed to? Anyway, sorry.
And just as it's reeling from this, Onyx flies over your shoulder and sinks her teeth into one of its throats, shaking
hell
it violently.
Yeah.
And so it manages to pull away and jump away from the two of you. Its collar and around its neck are looking very worse for the wear.
Yay.
Gross. Okay. I am just going to attack one of them with my spear.
Okay, just a spear attack.
Spear attack.
Spear attack.
Spear attack, go!
We have to do it like anime style where we have to scream out every action we do.
With like a lot of growling and shouting. Okay, so 11.
An 11? Okay. Yeah. Plus...
4?
Plus 4? Yeah, that'll hit.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, so a 15 will definitely hit.
Stay out!
So nice. I assume you're doing the same thing where you're waiting for an opportunity as they're circling you?
I mean, if it works, it works.
Yeah, okay. So...
It's not broke, don't fix it.
So you hit... this one.
Yeah.
At the same time that Skelis and Onyx are, like, you're all doing this simultaneously. Like, you all managed to land your hits in around the same time. Oh my god, I forgot to roll for Tsutsutsu.
Tsutsutsu!
No!
Shame, wizard.
Okay, well, here's the retcon. He had fallen asleep while you guys were walking, like, after finishing his explanation to Feral. And he has just woken up now, so...
He wakes up and screams.
None of us wanted to wake
him
up.
Yeah, he was just a beautiful little angel.
Of course he's a beautiful little angel. Oh my god. I want to squeeze him till he explodes.
Confession, it's really hard for me to, like, not see him as just, like, a mole but crossed with a minion.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, with like overalls and just like the weird like capsule shape.
I'm thinking of, there's a mole in, or a very similar looking, like a kind of sort of mole in, like, I'm thinking Chrono Cross, maybe?
Okay, yeah.
Or, I don't know. Anyways, continue. It doesn't even matter where the reference is from.
All right, so 222 is going to move after Feral, whose turn I so rudely interrupted. I'm so sorry.
I was going to stab something. It was going to be cool.
Yes, okay, so the three of you in unison all lunge out and attack the dogs who are in front of you in that particular moment.
Wait, do I have to roll for my attack?
Yes. Wait, didn't you already?
No, I didn't roll for my damage.
Oh, yeah, okay, please roll the damage.
So it's going to be 1d6 plus 1.
Okay. Yeah!
Six, yeah, so 7.
Hell yeah.
7 damage. And you get a good hit in on its rump.
That rump.
Yeah. But also, I feel bad. Annie feels really bad.
They're death dogs. They're not, like, nice dogs.
Yeah.
They are medium monstrosities.
Oh.
Ooh, I'd be a medium monstrosity.
Oh my god, did you just say that, Tessa? I hope our listeners heard her. That she goes, oh, well, I guess I might be a medium monstrosity. Monstrosity.
A monstrosity. Call me Mistrosity.
Mistrosity.
First name, last name, Trosity.
Ayo.
Drag name.
Oh my god.
Yes.
hate this. Why did I continue this line of joke?
If I ever do drag, I'm doing, my name's gonna be Mistrosity. Sorry. Continue.
Well, as the three of you lunge forward, the motion jerks Tsutsutu awake, and he's just like, oh! And he quickly looks around, and he's just like, oh gosh! And quickly starts rummaging in his tool belt.
One day I do want you to hear, do want to hear you do a Tsutsutu scream.
Yes! Amazing. Amazing.
Oh my god.
With his little feet flailing. Oh.
That needs to be an animation or a GIF.
Yeah.
Mr. Rossetti!
Oh, yeah, he, okay, yeah, for Animal Crossing fans, he looks a lot like Mr. Rossetti.
Oh, no!
But, like, cutesy and not angry. Okay, so, we got the dogs all up again. By which I mean it's their turn. They can now see that you mean business, but they don't back down. They're all growling and they start barking, and even though it's just four dogs, it sounds like a whole chorus and pack because there's eight heads barking at you. And they're all going to leap in and attack.
Oh, damn it.
But this time, they're not pulling any punches. They're going in with both heads.
Shit.
Were they not before?
So much head.
I think, like, the one...
Oh, right. One of them were tripping. They were tripping. Never mind.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, that first one's going to fail. So
oh, no.
So
we're just beating up on these poor, stupid dogs.
So the dog that Zealous and Onyx had attacked is now in front of... Still Zealous, okay.
Damn it.
I just rolled for that. So it has looped back around and it's back at Zealous, and the two heads growl at you as they are like, yeah, that's the one that hurt us, and they're gonna try and get some vengeance in on you.
Damn it.
But they lunge in, and just like last time, you're able to deflect them, and they bark and spit at you. But then they continue running in the circle around. And the second dog is going to attack... Feral.
Wee, okay.
All right, it rolled an 18 plus 4, so I'm assuming 22 is going to hit.
Yeah.
The first attack is going to do 6 damage. The second attack is going to do 3.
Okay, 9. Not 90, no.
Negative, like, 50.
Yeah, I would have to start pulling up my notes for what happens if you guys die if that
happens. Oh, what if we die being bit by these stupid dogs?
These medium monstrosities.
Yeah, that would be anticlimactic. Yeah, beat the beast and then just get killed by some wildlife.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, well, the dogs leap in and you go to block with your spear, but you underestimate the amount of force that this monstrosity is hitting you with, and like, where, at the two points where you're gripping the spear, a different head is biting each of your arms.
Oh, God. And, bad dogs. Dog?
But you manage to shake them off, and they rejoin the circling group.
Oof. Loofahs.
I've never been hit by a dog like that. I don't want to.
Yeah, no.
I don't think any of us want you to.
The next dog...
Let us know in the comments if you want me to get bit by a dog.
What comments?
I don't know.
Email us.
You're not on YouTube.
Email us with your answer.
All right, the next dog, the one with the bloodied side that got hit by the spear, is going to attack Tintsy.
Oh, man.
There you go. You're not safe anymore.
Eventually it would hit me.
Okay, you've got the highest armor class. You're the one that the attacks should be directed towards.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, let me just move my hair back.
The hair flip.
It got a... 13, so you are good.
Safe.
So this dog quickly learns the same lesson that the same one that tried to bite you did, getting repelled by the magical armor that you wear. And then the final dog, there are four. Did rolled a plus 4, so a 17 against...
Oh no.
Tintsy again.
Ayo, what?
These dogs just can't touch her!
Every time it happens, he's like, come on!
This is basically,
really, come on.
Yeah, basically just a series of dogs bouncing off of a gnome.
Like pinging off of you, like ping 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 ping, 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 ping. And you look really annoyed.
I feel like it's just like Death Dog or Chihuahua. What is it really?
And she's like, what are they doing? They're so silly.
So you have a moment where you giggle and enjoy all of these monstrous dogs bouncing off of your armor, and now it is your turn to strike back.
Yes. I want to attack the one that has my javelin in it.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, earlier I said that it was Feral's spear, but it was the one that you hit with the javelin that had the bloodied side. Feral hit the rock.
Oh, okay.
That's... My god, the cannon is all over the place!
It's wild. All these sticks and stuff. Pointy ends.
Okay, you were attacking that one again? The one that you...
Yes, with my sword and shield.
And you're going to, I guess as a bonus action, try and recover your javelin from before?
Oh yeah, it's still in there.
So it's not in the dog, it's in the ground next to where the dog hit. But the dog happens to be looping back around to where that spear was as you leap forward.
Ooh, yeah, that will be my bonus action. It's going to take the javelin after I attack.
I'll only let you make one attack. I don't know if you have any bonuses that let me even make two right now, but since you're also grabbing the spear, just one attack on this turn.
But it says I'm special. and I can attack twice.
Grabbing the spear counts as your second attack.
Aww, maybe I'll leave the spear. I'll leave the javelin alone.
Yeah, you've got other javelins.
Screw it. I still have two more.
You can collect the rest of your. You can collect all of your javelins when the fight's over.
We'll see. Sometimes we think I could, but then things happen after, and we continue fighting.
True.
I don't know, DM. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean,
so I'm going to attack with my sword and shield. So
I mean, this is a random encounter. I'm not going to draw it out like I did with the beast.
I'll attack with my sword and shield, so I get to attack twice.
Okay, cool.
So first hit is, my light is off, that's 12 plus 5.
12 plus 5, that'll definitely hit. And what does your shield attack do?
That was my longsword, sorry.
Yeah, and you said you're also attacking with your shield? Or are you attacking twice with a long sword? Are you able to right now?
I am going to attack... Let's make this more fun.
Okay.
I'm going to attack first with my shield because I want to try to... I think we decided it was an unarmed strike, where I, like, shield smash.
Oh, actually... Your vow that you took last episode, how long does that last?
Oh, yeah, that actually lasts a while, doesn't it? Was it the vow of enmity that I chose?
I did that one.
That only works on one creature.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, sorry to waste our time. So one longsword attack and one unarmed strike?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun to do like a charge in with my shield and try to bash it to the side and attack it.
Cool. Okay, so roll me your two attacks then.
Okay, so are we going to use that first one I rolled still?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yes.
That's 12 plus 5, so that would be my shield.
Okay.
Which means I get to hit it for 3. It doesn't look like I have to roll anything for that.
Perfect.
And then that is 11 plus 5 to hit.
To hit. Okay, with the longsword. And roll your damage for that one as well.
So that's 1d8 plus 4. So that is 7 plus 4.
7 plus 4. Okay, so we got 14 total damage. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so Titsy, as you're watching these four dogs circle you, you manage to focus in on the one that you hit before. You're sort of, you've got a rhythm going with this one, and as it comes back around, you lunge forward again and knock it with your shield, and it stumbles out from the circle a little bit, and then you do a leaping attack forward and lay down a grand slash against it, hitting it right where you had hit it before, deepening the wound on its side. And it's snarling and panting at this point. It's rejoining the circle, but you can tell it's starting to limp a little bit.
When that happens, and I like leap to hit it with my my longsword, I scream, "Tinsy!"
You're like a little peace sign behind the shield, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, next up, Seelus and Onyx.
I'm gonna do the same thing as last time. I'm gonna take my short swords, attack whichever one's closest, or that I can't attack, or...
Okay, perfect.
The one that passes in front of me, and same thing with Onyx.
Roll your two attacks. And Onyx shall do the same.
12. And then 13 plus 4, 17. So 12 and then 17.
Yep, those will both hit.
Damn. So I'll do my damage.
Ooh, for a second I thought Onyx was deleted from D&D Beyond.
Oh my god, that would have been so...
I was just on the wrong tab.
I think we all would have started crying. We all started crying.
She just gets
done. All of a sudden, Onyx turns to face you, Zealous, and says... I don't feel so good.
Oh, you ass.
It's not fair when I'm
that is not canon. That did not happen.
No, please don't make that canon.
And Sully is pixeled away.
Oh my god! Don't... Y'all suck.
So, she will do...
I do 8 damage in total.
8, and Onyx also does 8.
Damn, 16.
The two of you, like a well-oiled machine, lunge forward once again, Onyx responding to your motions and moving like in tandem with you as if you're a single unit. Once again, you lunge forward, and just as the dog who has the bloodied rump is passing you by, you lay 2 decisive slashes against it, and Onyx bites the throat on the other side from where she had bit the previous dog the last time, giving it the same shake. And you've got a rhythm down. You've got this.
Hell yeah.
If you were to estimate looking at this dog after the fact, you would guess that it has exactly 50% of the health that it had before. And then we have got Feral again.
Yeah, so was my spear stuck on the side? Do I still have it?
I don't think you threw it, right?
No, I just
yeah, you just stabbed with it.
Okay, I still have it. Cool. I'm just gonna do that again.
All right. Yeah, you guys are doing pretty good with just these melee attacks. So
seriously,
go for it.
None of us have any spell slots.
At least for me, I barely have spells. Yeah, exactly.
I got a 16 plus my 4, so 20.
Okay.
Got a natural 20.
Okay. Yeah. And then roll your damage.
5 plus 1.
5 plus 1.
Yep.
And okay. Don't forget about 222 afterwards.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the protest slogan for when you keep forgetting. 222. 222.
222? Sue?
Yeah.
Sue.
All right. So Feral, as the dogs continue to circle you, you notice that one's passing in front of you that none of you have hit yet so far, and it's looking a bit cocky. You take advantage of this sort of cocky gait it's got, and when it's least expecting it, you lunge in and you shove your spear into one of its mouths.
Oh, dang!
Oh,
god damn!
As you pull it back, you can see it spit blood and snarl. And it was 6 damage you did?
Yeah. I don't feel really good about that.
Oh man, we must be so dirty.
Seriously?
Like, traveling, there must be so much grime and old, like, gunk on us.
Well, I mean, that's why you're always spending all this time cleaning your armor, right?
Nothing else matters.
Just the
armor. I myself can be completely disgusting, but my armor is shining.
Suit, 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 what shall you do?
Aww, right.
Cute.
It's like Hamtaro. When we work together, it's much better.
Oh my goodness.
Probably a decade.
I found the theme song the other month. It was great.
Okay, so... So 222 is like panicked and watching this whole scene. Like he's just woken up from a honestly kind of nice nap. Like the riding on Feral's back, he sort of like was getting bounced along the way. And like there was the nice warm light of the sun trees all around, and he just like caught some Z's.
Listening to Zealous crunch on like her insects is like white noise.
He loves insects too. He's a mole.
Yeah, yeah. He probably was like, I want to share snacks.
He's common with Zealous. In fact, probably along the way, they shared some bugs.
They broke.
Yes.
They broke.
Definitely.
Was it break,
I want to adopt
break
this.
Bread together?
Yeah, they broke bread, but broke like weird exotic birds.
Broke pill.
Not birds, insects. I was just thinking because they're flying.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
The last thing 222 remembers is like he had just finally been able to calm himself about the whole beast situation, like heading out towards the beast, but he was heading there with some brave warriors and maybe he would be okay. And he felt himself slip off to sleep.
Oh no.
And then suddenly he was jostled awake and there's dogs attacking! Oh gosh! And this 3 of you are sort of standing in a triangle, and as the dog who has the bloody collar, the one that Zealous first attacked, it comes to an opening, the opening between Zealous and Tintsy, and can see Feral's back facing him, and decides to take this opportunity and lunges forward to attack Feral from behind.
No!
But Tsutsutsu goes, yay! He flails his hands, and a big thorn whip, just like the one that Feral had tried to lash out with earlier, whips out and slaps the dog across both faces. and the dog reels back and jumps away, and it is going to take 2d6 damage.
Nice! Go Tsutsutsu!
No, I have the same thorn.
But it's different coming from a little mole person.
I just love the idea of like Feral to be like, what was that? Because like on her head, what was that?
All right, so this dog is starting to look really dazed, and it's quite badly bloodied at this point.
Oh no. I know they're death dogs with two heads, and they attack first, but anything about that sentence is so sad.
All right, well, maybe you won't think it's so sad after the death dogs have their turn again.
Death dogs, and they work together.
So the first death dog is going to attack Feral. This same dog that just got whipped in the face rethinks its strategy and comes around to the front to attack you.
What? Just because I didn't do the thorn whip right the first time?
It's judging
you. Roll of the dice, baby! But this dog does not have much better luck this time, as you manage to shove it out of the way with your spear as it leaps towards you with its teeth. It's the second death dog, the one with the now bloody mouth, is going to attack Tsutsutsu.
No!
But it finds the...
I don't want them to attack Tsutsutsu.
Well, it finds the same opening that the other dog had found to see Feral's back, but instead of noticing Feral and wanting to sink its teeth in her, it notices this tasty little bit of meat kicking its feet on her back.
Does it do that cartoon-y? Stop giving them openings, Feral!
Hey, the two of you are causing the opening. They're running between you.
It's not my fault that I'm small. My openings isn't just on the sides, it's above me too.
I was just saying, it does that like cartoony thing where when it's really hungry it turns into like a bone-in roast.
Yeah, exactly. That attack is going to hit.
No!
Ugh, I don't have Guardian Blink.
You've already used that today.
I used it on you, Zealous.
Which I'm still surprised that you did. I'm like, poor little Tsutsutsu.
Tensi loves Zealous.
Zealous secretly loves Tensi and Feral too.
Aww.
Damn right she does.
So this death dog finds this opening between Tensi and Zealous and starts running in. Tsutsutsu, kicking his feet again, like is shaking the same hand that the thorn whip came out of. And he's just like, how did I do it the first time? And the dog leaps up and sinks its teeth into Tsutsutsu. And he's like, oh gosh, oh no, oh help! He manages to slap its faces until it lets go and rejoins the circle.
Oh no.
I'm upset. Just throwing that out there.
Me too. First Lorelei, now this. You're just gonna take everybody I love away from me.
Oh my god.
Feral, what's your armor class?
16.
All right, the third death dog, the one with the bloody side, goes to attack you, but you seem to be on a roll, just knocking these death dogs away from you with your spear.
On a roll.
And the final death dog with your bloody rump.
Let's do a death dog.
Going to attack Feral again. Oh my god, what's wrong with that? This one is going to hit. You've got so many dogs just leaping at your face that you can't get all of them, even though you're doing amazing.
Why?
This one is going to do...
Stop rolling.
Sorry. It's going to do 12 total damage.
No! 12.
What? Holy shit.
Yeah, it got a 6 with one of its rolls on a d6. So.
Oofaloofas.
I'm at 20.
Uh-oh.
What's you do, kangaroo?
And that is the end of their turn. So, Tsutsutsu, we're back to you.
Let me know if I can do this. I want to take Tsutsutsu off of the harness, put him on the ground, and do minor illusion and make it look like there's a boulder.
So for taking him down out of the harness, I will get you to roll dexterity.
Oh no, are you sure dexterity?
Yes.
Very sure. Damn, okay. Wait, hold on. Where's my dexterity number? The front. Okay. Oh, come on. Are you sure?
Get me a 10 or higher.
Oh, thank God. It was a 10.
Okay.
Perfect.
10 plus 1, so 11.
Okay, excellent. So you take a moment and you look at the pattern of the dogs running around, and you find an opportunity to hop up and unbuckle the thing, just as most of the dogs are on the other side of the group from you, while they're all attacking Feral. The two of you working together just barely manage to unbuckle 2-2-2 in time, as the dogs are coming back around, and you take your little bit of felt from your component pouch, rub it as quick as you can, and it dissolves into the air, and you see what appears to be a boulder form around him, though the three of you can tell that it's not real.
Tsutsutsu, you stay inside here, okay?
Okay, I think I'd do better in cover anyway.
And I give him a quick kiss on the forehead.
Zealous and Onyx, you're up.
I'll just do the same thing.
Yeah, I guess you used your breath weapon in the fight against the beast.
Yeah,
so
I did.
You don't have that. All right, well, I mean, this strategy's been working out for you, so
yeah.
Roll me your attacks.
It's a real brass knuckle fight here, guys.
Yeah. 2 plus 4, so 6, and then 14 plus 4, so 18.
Okay, so the second one will hit. So Onyx is going to miss this time around.
Aw, damn.
Oh no, Onyx.
This death dog with the bloodied side comes back around in front of Zealous and Onyx, but the dogs are starting to get a little more cautious now, and you leap in, and it leaps back, and your first attack sort of whiffs a bit, but the second attack manages to graze its cheek pretty badly. That's the only injury it sustains. It's dodging the rest of you and Onyx's attacks.
Okay, I did 6 plus 1, so 7 damage.
7 damage. Excellent. It is starting to look very dizzy.
Good.
Yeah. Next up, Feral.
Okay, I'm going to try to do a thorn whip, because I can do it too, I swear.
And it's a cantrip, so no spell slots.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a cantrip?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Nice.
19.
Oh, hell yeah, that's going to hit. So, are you just attacking whichever dog is convenient, or do you want to target a specific one?
Whatever's closest.
Cool. Alright, so that'll be the one with the bloody collar. Did you roll your damage?
Oh, yes, sorry. So it's 2d6.
2d6, I think? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be 3 total.
3 total? Okay.
Meh.
Is this so good? You hit him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's what counts.
I scratched him.
Feral, you sort of figured out that the dogs are wising up to your spear tactics now that one's managed to get through and bite you. As the next one comes around, you do your thorn whip again, raising it up and across its chest where it was already bloodied, and it yelps and leaps away and is starting to look frightened.
As it should be.
Yeah, be scared.
Yeah.
And then Tsutsutsu. So you all hear from the rock.
Does anybody need any patching up?
That's the... I do.
Okay, so you just see, like... Well, you don't because the rock is behind you, but Tinsy and Zealous, you both see this tiny little mole man arm stick out of the rock and, like, place one of those mechanical silkworms on Feral, and it crawls up to her wounds and starts stitching them up for her.
Oh, it's so gross.
Don't worry, it's filled with love.
Oh.
Oh, I love it.
That's so sweet.
Okay, so... okay, so heal for 9.
Cool.
That's a good amount of heals.
Yeah. Ooh,
look at Tsutsutsu.
Small but mighty.
Yeah. And guess whose turn it is again? It's the death dogs.
Didn't they just, like, just go? Can't they just, like, not?
Can you guys just lay off?
Seriously.
All right. Well, the first one with the bloody collar is starting to look pretty scared. So it's going to have a disadvantage on its attack roll against Zealous.
Okay.
Disadvantage. 17 on the first roll.
Oh.
And 6 on the second.
Yes.
So you're good.
Thank God.
Nice.
Thank God.
So this dog lunges forward again, but you can tell that it's frightened, and it hesitates just long enough for you to get the time you need to get your defenses in the way and block its attack.
Hell yeah.
Both of its heads biting and snarling at you. The second dog.
Can we hear how the snarling sounds like?
And he looks like she wants to die.
Dinsy, like, kind of thinks they're kind of cute. She doesn't want to admit it out loud because they're attacking her, but she's kind of like, oh, we could have been friends.
Well, not too gross, but now I have to go spit up phlegm. Just a sec.
You asked too much.
I'm so sorry.
I was thinking he would just, like, fork really loud in the background. I was waiting for that to happen.
Yeah.
And thank you.
So, next up, the dog with the bloody mouth. I don't think I've had a damn attack yet.
add reverb.
Okay, so that's going to be an 18 to hit.
Add reverb. Can you also Paul stretch it a little bit? Make it 20% louder.
That's an 18 to hit.
Yes,
feral.
Please.
And what? Wait. Oh, I thought it was damage.
No. That's the attack roll. So the second dog.
Still, you're getting hit again.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
So the bloody mouth dog remembers the spear in the mouth and it's going to seek its revenge.
Oh, yeah. You kind of deserve that after spearing it in its mouth. I would also attack
and then,
you. I'm just saying.
And spearing one of his friends in the rump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rump.
The rump.
He's attacking everyone. I'm not the only one.
The caboose.
Okay,
so that's going to do 13 damage.
13.
Jeez. What are you at now, Feral?
I am 16.
Yeah, somebody's got to heal her.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, oofa loofa.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so I didn't realize you were that low.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were that low either.
All right, well, this dog ducks under her defenses and sinks its teeth into, both heads sink their teeth into a different leg until you manage to shake them off.
I should have stayed home.
Oh no.
Doesn't matter who the next dog's attacking, they rolled a 2. So the one with the bloodied side does not hit anybody.
Oof.
And
good.
The next one rolled a 3. So Tinsy, it's your turn.
So I turn to Feral and I go, "Give me a high five." And I use the rest of my lay on hands to heal her for 15.
I can use mine too if you want to.
Yeah, no, I'm going to get a high five, man. Feral, give me a high five.
Okay.
Feel free to describe the majesty of your high five, the two of you.
Tinsy jumps up, and it, almost in slow motion, as the hands almost meet, Tinsy kind of grazes her palm, but doesn't get actually hits her palm. Instead, she ends up like hitting her in the face because she misses. And I get smacked right in the face. I smack her right in the face, and it heals her. And there's this bright light,
yeah.
And you just see slow motion of like Feral just going, "What?"
This healing light just seeping down all the way from your face to your legs and closing the wounds that this dog does.
There's slow motion spittle coming off, and I'm like,
and I'm just like, "Oops, shouldn't look at the elbows."
Next up, Zealous.
Cool. Thank you. I am at 31.
Excellent.
I will, since Tinty cured Feral a bunch, I will do the same thing I've been doing for the past 3 turns.
Yeah.
Or 4 turns.
Okay.
Hey, you're our DC carry. Huh? You're DC.
All right.
So let me roll. So I have a 10 plus 4, so 14.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And then I have a 12 plus 4, so 16.
Yeah, those will definitely both hit against the one with the bloodied side. And then Onyx.
And I do 9 damage in total.
So you and Onyx lunge forward one more time, and Onyx pins the dog down, leaving it defenseless as you lunge in, and with a scissoring motion, lop off both of the dog's heads.
Ew!
Zeus just like, huh, and walks away. She just like,
well,
you continues
just walk
on.
Away. There's still a fight happening.
No, not like walk away like that, but just like turns my back to that one and like just like, I'm done now
but
with that one.
They're circling us, so you're literally just turning so you're facing into the circle, into our triangle.
No.
She's like, "What are you doing, Zealous? The fight's still happening."
No, but like in the sense, like, okay, let's say you guys are here and I'm here. And like this pinky is my face, like I'll just like go like here and I'll face this, not like here, like here, like here. You feel?
Yeah. Okay. I still like the idea that you just turn around facing into
okay,
the
you know
triangle
what?
We made.
I'll turn around and face into the triangle.
No,
and
don't!
I will. You want me to? And then at the same time, I will take my bug and eat it. It's a reward.
Just like a little reward for killing
yeah.
it. Like, oh, I deserve this.
Yeah. Okay, so you're going to like turn around
gonna,
and just like sort of.
You're going to take an advantage hit on you.
So
you're.
That being said, I'm going to grant you inspiration. Zealous.
Oh shit!
Yes.
So
we're doing a dumb shit in the middle of the battle so you can eat your exotic bugs.
So I have marked that on your character sheet.
Thank you.
Oh my god. Yeah. Guys, celebration. This is the second inspiration.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We never actually used the first inspiration that happened in the series. Whoops.
That's true. Oh, for our listeners and for us, because, hey, we didn't use it. What can you do with inspiration, DM?
So inspiration is when somebody does something really great in character, which, full disclosure, I should have been giving you guys inspiration all over the place because you guys are in character all the damn time. I can grant you inspiration as a reward for being in character, and then you can redeem that whenever you want to get advantage on a roll.
That's right, in between sessions. Oh, wait, does that mean Feral still has inspiration?
So, Feral, you still have inspiration from season one.
Oh, fuck. Well.
Could use it for that saving throw.
All right, then.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, well, speaking of saving throws, the other dogs are now going to do a wisdom saving throw to see whether or not they get frightened and run.
Ooh, after seeing their friends' heads get chopped off and just lobbed off and whatever, and you just start eating your bug like you don't give a shit, I would be scared.
Yeah, well, the three dogs still circling you stop and, like, they watch in horror as Zealous, like, eats this bug. Little bug bits raining down from her mouth, and they're just they just, like, sort of, their heads sort of, like, look back and forth between each other, and you just hear this little growling, and if there were to be subtitles, it would just be like, "We're in over our heads, boys!" And all three of the dogs just go running off into the bright trees and are out of sight before you know it.
Yes.
We are out of initiative.
Oh,
wow.
Yes. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
Tinsy runs over to grab her javelin.
Can I please get you to, like, recreate that, like, dog talking that just happened? Please.
What, the, like, "We're in over our head, boys!"
Yeah, but I mean, that was really goofy, but by the way, no, but, like, in dog speak, please, I need to hear it.
Oh.
Their snarl was so scary, and now they're scared.
You just hear them running off into the woods, just like...
Can, right before they, like, run off, can Zealous be like...
Yeah, what?
Just like a, like, yeah, like
tell
a,
your friends.
However you call it. Yeah, like, try me. Like,
we really need to find out what it's called, because we've talked about this a couple of times with Zealous, and we never know what this option is called.
Yeah, is there a name for that intimidating lunge forward?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Intimidating lunge is probably it.
Yeah, yeah. It's descriptive. So, would you guys like to do any healing before you continue?
I'm out of healing things, so.
Did you guys get any damage?
I have cure wounds if anybody needs it.
I'm still damaged from the beast, but I didn't get damaged at all this fight, so I'm okay.
Wait, what are you at?
Yeah, you were just pinging dogs left, right, and center.
I'm at 48.
I'm at 36, so.
Okay.
I think Feral's probably still the lowest.
Yeah, I'm still the lowest.
Okay, so.
What are you at?
I'm at a 31 out of 48.
Mind you still have my aid as well.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do again? Sorry.
No worries.
Oh, yeah, you have like five extra hit points right now.
Cool. I don't think
it's five extra hit points. And the duration is 8 hours.
Okay. Cool. I'll log that in because it didn't do that properly for some reason.
Cool.
Cool.
All right, so anything else before we continue tracking the beast?
Tinsy's ready to just go.
Yeah.
Hang on, I might heal myself a little bit. I'm just going to do a first level healing word. 1d4 plus 4, I think. 7. Okay. I'm good.
And I'm assuming 222 just goes back on the harness?
Yeah.
So we don't forget him?
Feral, do you still want to be carrying 222 or give someone else a turn?
Anyone want to carry 222? Are you all good?
I'm not tall enough.
I'll take him.
All right.
Do you really, really want him? Because I can carry him more.
I want him. Give him.
Okay.
Give me.
I mean, I could try to carry him too.
I ignore Tinsy and I hand the harness over to Zealous.
I look at Tinsy and I kind of give you an evil eye.
222 is like blushing a little bit as everybody's fighting over him. Okay, so as the three of you continue, who wants to be doing what? Obviously, Tinsy's focused on tracking, which I'll get you to re-roll since we've had this big distraction from the tracking. But still with advantage, because it's been
under an hour since you cast that.
I want to actually cast Pass Without a Trace.
Okay, great idea.
Yeah, let me just go to my...
Cool. You have a spell slot still?
Yeah, for that single one.
Oh.
Okay, so this is your last spell slot?
On my second level. I have two more for my first level.
Okay, great.
Yeah. So I will cast Pass Without a Trace. Let me just see what it... It's for concentration up to 1 hour.
Okay, perfect. And Tensi, you didn't take any hits in that fight, right?
Not a single one.
That's great, because you would have lost concentration, possibly, if you had.
Oh, no.
Thank God. Thank goodness for my 19. Thank goodness for Tinsy's buffness.
And Tsutsutsu's armor upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tsutsutsu made me much more buff.
All right, well, before you all head out, Zelis casts her spell, the same one that she had cast to help you guys escape from the foothold of Amorta, and rather than a veil of shadows appearing this time, it's almost as if the leaves around you get brighter, and anyone looking into your direction would have to look away to not be blinded by this light.
But we're okay.
Sorry?
We're okay.
Oh yeah, you guys are okay. Like, the light of the trees is being affected by the magic in such a way that it's keeping you guys concealed without hindering your vision whatsoever.
Perfect. Cool.
And then, Tinsy, your two rolls for survival.
Survival's plus one, so that is 13 plus one, so 14.
Yeah, that should be sufficient, I believe. Feral, would you like to... actually, Feral and Zelis, would you like to be assisting with tracking or keeping an eye out for... trouble.
I think I will keep an eye out.
Yeah, I will as well.
Okay, both of you roll perception then.
You guys trust me.
Oh no, I critically failed.
No.
I'm very jumpy and not so happy right now.
17 plus 1, so 18.
As you guys travel for the next little while, Feral seems to have gotten a little bit spooked and, like, occasionally wanders away from the group, like, because she's in her own head a little bit and, like, outside of the veil, but, like, Zelis just sort of pulls her back in whenever she does this.
Where would the three of us be without each other?
I feel like we're the, like, three drunk friends. Like, there's one, the mom, there's one that's just so, so happy, and there's the one that's just, like, can't stand. Like, literally just can't.
Oh my God. It's like us in real life.
Yeah. But different roles, I feel like.
We're three drunk girls.
But about 40 minutes later, Tinsy, you start to feel the magic of the Hunter's Mark begin to wane. So I will have all three of you roll survival to try and keep the trail that you've been following.
18 plus 4, so 22.
Nice. 11.
Not 20!
Yeah!
Yes!
Yay!
Okay,
guys,
Tinsy
did a roll.
High five.
Good roll. When was the last time I ever did that? 20?
What is happening today?
I don't think I ever did.
Tinsy, as soon as you feel the magic beginning to wane, you really start focusing in and meditating to yourself, thinking, I'm not going to be able to rely on the magic much longer. So you start taking the time to really observe what it is that the magic is highlighting about this trail that you're following. By the time the magic wears off, you don't even need it anymore. You're able to continue tracking the beast, no problem whatsoever. And
Tinsy buff and smart.
And Zelis also helps you with this, and you're even more confident in your judgments with her reassurance.
I was gonna say, I've learned from Zelis. Damn.
She's rubbed her scales on you and you've taken away a little bit of sense.
So as you continue traveling, you can tell it's a very good thing that you had this tracking ability extended, because it's very clear that whatever is left of the beast traveling through the ground is traveling much faster than you guys could have on foot.
Thank goodness.
You guys travel through this gorgeous forest. Unfortunately, Tinsy doesn't get to take it in as much because she's just so focused on the trail. But you're passing through this forest unlike anything you've ever seen before. The trees light everything in a way that the real sun out on the surface just can't. It's more of an ambient light, but everything's lit from all angles. It almost seems like everything glows, even the things that don't have these bioluminescent leaves on them. You pass by waterfalls that seem to be glittering with gold, with silver highlights from the moon trees above, and it's gorgeous and refreshing, and nothing else disturbs you for the rest of your day as you travel. But eventually, all of you start feeling pretty exhausted. And just as you're starting to think that maybe you should start making camp, a great breeze rustles through the trees. The first one that you've felt since the beast first approached.
Shit.
You can sense just from the rustling the leaves that the trees are being excited by this. Again, just having never experienced wind before this last day or so. And just as the first gust of wind had blown all of the mist out from the trees, this gust of wind carries the mist back and begins to conceal the trees once more. Before long, this mist has washed completely over you, and you can't see more than a few yards in front of you.
Whoa-ohs.
And Tsutsutsu claps his little hands on Zelus's back and says,
"Oh, good, they did it! They managed to work with the darn tree and hide it again! And, oh, wait, uh-oh!"
Looking around, he says,
"Uh-oh, why?"
Okay, so you know how I told you that the Foothold has been looking for the Dawn Tree?
Uh-huh.
Well, the reason they couldn't find the Dawn Tree is because there's been all this mist in the forest, and it tends to beguile travelers and turn them in circles and play with them, and I have no idea where we are.
And that's where we'll leave off for tonight.
Damn it.
Be angry, but I can't be angry at Tsutsutsu.
Yeah, no. Oh, damn.
You just need to end everything with Tsutsutsu, and then no one will yell at you.
Yay! Writing this in my notebook.